Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next hour, we'll be talking about how every government agency, state, local, federal, runs giant secret slush funds called Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, or those are the reports on the funds. You can verify this instantly. We'll be covering it in the third hour. Very important. Stay with us. We're going to have open phones this hour. We're getting into new Iran developments, the ongoing explosion in gold and crude oil prices, some interesting police state news, more on these generals going public. And we've got a clip of General Zini we'll be playing. It's all coming up. But Jim in Texas went to one of the many illegal alien rallies. And I'm a little frustrated because I can write a little article about something that isn't even that important and it gets picked up everywhere. But then I put together an article talking about, off their own admissions, that Bush's main PR firm, Vicente Fox's main PR firm, based out of Dallas, was hired by Fox in December to stage these demonstrations, to stage the media events, to literally mobilize 20-plus million illegal aliens. It isn't 14, folks, and it's way over 25 million. It's really around 30 million, but we'll just say 20-plus. To mobilize them to wave Mexican flags and say, this is our country, we're taking over. Now, they tried to mobilize them to wave American flags and act all friendly. It didn't work. It backfired. You can't unring that bell. Now the Zogby polls show even more people are upset. It isn't going to work. Your propaganda isn't working anymore. And again, I'm not against somebody if they're white, black, German, Jewish, polka-dotted. I don't care. But the La Raza, La Reconquista, the big UT professor, head of Chicano Studies, has said, we must kill all whites. He just said that a few weeks ago again. We played tapes of him saying we need to implement the plan of San Diego, a plan to kill all white males 16 and older. And we're talking to the listener who was down at the Capitol in Austin, and I did see photos and things of it in L.A. I didn't see it in Austin because I wasn't there, with the big signs saying a violent revolution is inevitable. And the government's going to love it when all this happens. It'll just be a police state excuse to clamp down on the American people. But to go ahead, Jim, finish up.
Yeah. Well, Alex, if I could use the canine metaphor, that fox guy, that rabid dog from Mexico, he is actually a coyote in the sense that he is smuggling criminals across our border and has literally declared war on our country.
But the Mexican government openly announces that five southwestern states are Mexico, and they are
right.
Engaging in La Reconquista.
Now, when I took my exception to the La Raza banner, which was promoting and advocating violent revolution, the very words, violent revolution, on their large banner, I went up through the chain of command at the Capitol with the state troopers there, got up as high as the Captain Vargas, who was on duty at the time, and I told him I wanted that banner removed immediately, which he refused to do because even though they're criminals, they also have free speech, and they're permitted for a rally of some sort where they can display those types of provocative and riot-inciting signs right on the very steps of the building where our laws are actually made. And I asked him to remove that banner immediately. He refused. I offered to do it myself, and he warned me, of course, that it was...
Now, of course, did you ask the press to cover it?
Oh, yes, sir. Alex, I was on Channel 8 News in the middle of that mob with their microphone.
Oh, I saw you. I know you. Yeah, Jim, you jumped up and I saw that.
Yeah, I got in their face again. And I had my sign that said, defend our border, right in the middle of the mob. And I don't know, if they're going to kill everybody 16 and over, they better start with me, because I was right there in the middle of them, and they didn't try a thing. I was hoping somebody would.
Well, most of those people are peaceful and think this is Mexico, and they've just been brainwashed. It's the leaders that are dangerous, and my Hispanic friends are really freaked out about it. Anything else you want to add about what happened?
Well, yesterday I was down at the Capitol.
Well, stay there. I want to keep hearing more about this, and we'll get everybody else too. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live and, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I want to thank all of you that have promoted the broadcast, your email list, your friends, your family, your neighbors. Please continue to tell anyone, no matter where they live in the world, they can listen via the Internet or on Global Shortwave 6 hours a day on WWCR and on a growing list of wonderful, courageous AM and FM affiliates, conservative affiliates, Christian affiliates, even some of the private stations that carry Air America around the country dump some of their programming and put me on. Because we're not about left and right, folks. We're about right and wrong. We're against the war. We're pro-Second Amendment. We're against using DU. We're for supporting the troops. We're against having totally open borders with a bunch of illegal aliens running around, driving down the wages, being controlled by Bush PR firms publicly. A foreign group mobilized by our government and Vicente Fox, Dallas Morning News. That was back in December, saying they were going to stage all this. Bush and Fox. Bush working with a foreign government, with a foreign mass of people, telling them, don't assimilate. No, this is your land. Take it over. And now there's this big announcement all over the websites and the news about don't buy from the gringos. Whites, Hispanics, and Texas have always gotten along. And now in the name of multiculturalism, hey, we're not going to get along with you. And I've told the story about what's happened to me and others in businesses now. If you go to the wrong business, you won't be served. I mean, I'm getting, I guess, to experience what blacks experienced 50 years ago. And I've done nothing to anybody. And I would, I know most Hispanics don't support this. I mean, per capita, there's no more patriotic group than Hispanic Americans who'd rather be called Americans. They always say, don't call me an Hispanic American. You don't call yourself an English American, Alex. Don't call me that. Statistically, they get more decorations in war than anybody else per capita. That goes back to World War II. More Congressional Medal of Honor winners. They love America. They are Americans as much as myself or anybody else. They're as much Texans. A third of the people in the Revolutionary War in Texas were Hispanic. The fellow that wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was Hispanic. And the media and the government hates America and hates Texas. Our own government wants to have a Pan-American Union, and they're using these people to do it. Let's not put up with it. The New World Order wants us fighting with each other while they take over. Jim, who I've met before, seen at different demonstrations. I did see him on the news up there. Somehow they gave him the microphone, and he really, in front of tens of thousands of people, got in the La Reconquista plan of Aslan, the race group. Again, our mayor, Gus Garcia, the new ones will win. But 4 years ago, I have it on video. I put it in a weekly TV report. I played the audio here. He had a 45-minute long Aztec La Reconquista announcement. They had people up there in Aztec outfits, and they read a proclamation that the race is the ultimate race, that the Chicano nation is the master race, that space aliens landed with crystal pyramids. Folks, I'm not joking, okay? This is serious. That the winged serpent loves them, and that they are the supreme race of the earth to conquer the entire Americas and the world. Out of all the Mesoamerican cultures, of all the American cultures that were here before Columbus and before Leif Erikson, they could pick all these noble cultures to model themselves after. No, it's got to be the Nazis of Southern North America and Central America, the Aztecs, who I have studied in anthropology and read books on it and been to their temples. And they wrap themselves in the Mexican flag, a flag of oppression and corruption and evil. They can't protest like that down there. So Mexico's using us as a steam valve for their poor and disenfranchised with their population doubling every 35 years. Our government's using it as a rent-a-mob that they can control to break down the borders for the Pan-American Union. The corporations want the cheap labor. You know, a liberal website that puts out these Bush cartoons with photos of Bush, and they put a comment, very popular. We have it on prisonplanet.com right now. I knew when the liberals started waking up, the globalists were in trouble. And they had this little cartoon, I'm paraphrasing it from memory yesterday, with Bush saying out to the side, hey, I understand we can't outsource all of America's jobs, so we've got to import cheap labor to get rid of the rest. And that's beautifully said. So see, when the liberal websites are getting mad, and liberal writers in the San Francisco Chronicle and LA Times have had enough, you know it's hurting this country. Jim in Texas, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, Alex. Yesterday I went down to the Capitol again to welcome the legislature back to the scene of their crimes, where they're going to tax the middle class out of existence. And
yeah, all these new taxes, toll roads, foreign-owned, everything.
Well, sure. Outstruts Ricky Perry. So, following your lead, I went well-armed and equipped with my bullhorn, and I charged him with it right there at the south steps, and I confronted him verbally as he literally fled with his bodyguards to his chauffeured limousine. I was assaulting and peppering him with questions about why he won't protect our border, why toll roads as soon as you pull out of your driveway, no matter where you live. Why let South Dakota beat us to the punch on outlawing abortion? And he fled like a scared rabbit. I swear to God he did. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I'll tell you what Perry did. He has said over the next year, 100, and that's total, 100 officers will be on the border, 10 at a time, and that it'll be two members of the military, two members of state police, two local cops, and then two members of the state guard at any one time. That's nothing. And he had a big press conference with Bush down there, remember, about a month ago?
Yeah.
It's just, and then other states are doing it. The governor of Mexico, the governor.
Yeah, but the front lines is no longer down at the border. I mean, Mexico starts essentially in San Antonio, and they've already penetrated Trojan horse style. They've already infiltrated our country, and there's so many of them here now, they've reached a critical mass.
Well, actually, the Mexica movement and the La Raza movement and the Aslan movement all have official maps. They change each month on their website, and they are now claiming as far north as into southern Canada, now a few 100 miles past Washington State. They're now claiming Kansas and Oklahoma, Louisiana, Florida. And then they have a map. It's all racial. It shows where Hispanics are. And again, most Hispanics aren't like this. How dare the media cover up for these racist Hispanics and let them act like they're the majority, because that shows what the media wants. And they already show the front lines up into Oklahoma.
They don't even slow down in Texas anymore. They go to Chicago, Detroit, Boston. They've infiltrated the entire country. And that could be the New World Order's mechanism for destroying America.
Sir, there's no could be, and I appreciate your call. They openly work for the globalists, and most of them don't even know it. Again, all these liberals hate George Bush, but George Bush wants amnesty. See, put two and two together. In polls, it's between 76 and 87%, depending on what poll you look at, of Americans against it, including Hispanics, who are Americans. But the government doesn't care. 97% in the Houston Chronicle poll are against the toll roads. Almost every bureaucrat and politician's for it. It's the same thing in Washington. Congress has between a 22 and a 24% approval rating, depending on what poll. Bush has between a 27 and a 32, depending on what poll you look at. It's the most unpopular Washington has ever been. The people know, but they're riding us like a wild bull, folks. They think they can just hold on. Cliff in Colorado. Cliff, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. We're making tapes. We're passing them out. We're making 9/11 truth meetings every Saturday.
Good.
We're doing what we can. And for those out there that aren't, shame on you. Shame on you. I just watched the video of the Sky News clip that you played and sent it all to all my disbelieving friends and family. To show them what a police state is.
And notice, our media criticized China in the past. Now you hardly ever see it. This Sky News piece is a rarity.
I applaud you for getting that on. A couple of things I want to say. Right after Charlie Sheen came on and reinvigorated the 9/11 movement.
Well, he turbocharged it. He put nitrous on it.
Sure. I went to see what the shills are saying. Went to Sean Hannity's forum. Joined that. I only got one post on. I posted the CNN link to Boeing 757 hit the Pentagon, and I was immediately kicked off for life. I got a message saying I was kicked off for life for inciting anger. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, notice how the neocons use all the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, hate speech, inciting hate. See, they're picking up the nomenclature.
Yeah, all I did was just say, I went on there and said, I saw this report that you can't hardly find now. CNN doesn't talk about it, but I said I saw this link on CNN that said no plane hit the Pentagon, and posted it real simple and easy. I got an immediate email saying I was.
By the way, we had that posted off somebody else's site. Top Time Warner lawyer called and threatened to sue us if we didn't take it down.
I'm not surprised.
And it's got one of the CNN anchors going, look, there's no plane. There's a little 16-foot hole. There's no wreckage. Where's the plane?
Exactly.
He's right there, right after it happened, saying it.
I sent that information on my friends who did the same. They went to Sean Hannity's site and sent other articles from the Scholars from 9/11 group, and they, too, had gotten kicked off the site for just posting information. This is the new freedom. This is the new America.
Well, it's good to hit their sites, but it's good to hit the others where they don't stop you. A lot of big newspaper sites won't stop you. Look, Prison Planet is now bigger than RushLimbaugh.com. Go look at the ratings. InfoWars dwarf Sean Hannity. So just let those arrogant nobodies keep doing what they're doing. They're going to lose their audience.
Sure. I had a question. I think a year ago you had a lady caller who was, I believe, a linguistic. She identified one of the voices on your Bohemian Grove videos as she thought it was a Catholic priest or had the same voice. As one of the priests.
I don't remember that call, but I wouldn't call that evidence.
Well, I was wondering if she was going to send you some information, and I hadn't heard anything back. Thanks for what you do. I'm spreading the word.
Keep it up. Make copies of Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, get them out to everyone. We'll be right back.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
What I'm going to do is take some more calls. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into the news and back to your calls. And Walter Berrien's joining us to talk about secret government slush funds. Totally documented. Let's move quickly through the calls here. Israel in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, how are you doing, Alex?
Good.
Alex, I am an ex-Scottish Rite Mason. And
okay.
I'm calling to let you know I'm born again. I have left the lodge, and everything that you have said is absolutely true. I just want to let you know that a lot of times when George Bush would not admit him and Kerry, I saw that scene where they would not admit that, you know, about the society, the secret society, Skull and Bones, is because when you take the oath, I just want to say this public for all those Masons out there that know I'm telling the truth, that they would kill you if you admit anything that is said in the lodge. They would kill you. And that is an oath. And also, Alex, I have a question for you as well. My wife works at a casino down here called the Borgata. And what's appalling is they are starting to tax them like crazy. Every 2 weeks she would bring home, let's say, for instance, $1,000. Now they're taking like $800 of that. And this is on tips, not what she earned. So I'd like to know what type of information could you lead me or give me any advice pertaining to how to fight this system, because it is so wrong, because it's causing, causing us to digress.
Well, Bush made a small cut on federal income taxes and then devalued the currency by 44% to 45%, depending on what point it's at each day. It goes up and down. And then there have been hundreds of new taxes nationwide added, dozens and dozens per state. And it's just a wholesale looting, sir. And the standard of living is imploding. And it's just horrible. I don't know what to say about it.
So all the information that Mr. Bannister gave out, could we take that road to try to fight this?
Well, we've had a lot of former IRS agents and criminal investigators and others go public saying that the income tax, the way it's designed, is unconstitutional and is a fraud. The problem is the government's so criminal that even if you're in the right, they'll still prosecute you. He, of course, was found not guilty by a jury of his peers.
Oh, I see. And another question, Alex, is this. Another comment. When I'm also a soldier. I was at Fort Bliss in Texas. And when I was there, we trained the United Emirates. These are supposed to be the allies, the Kuwaitis.
You were at Joint Task Force 6, or?
Yes, sure. Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly right. And we was training, we was training them on the Patriot system.
I understand, but were you part of the Joint Task Force 6 or just at the base?
At the base.
Okay.
At the base. But my comment is this. A lot of people did not know this. While they was paying us, our E1 ranks or E2 ranks, whatever rank we were, they were paying their soldiers, and we were training them $5,000 a month. And this was back in 1989 to 91, and I could not believe it. And they have to be in top shape. They could have big bellies. They could wear beards and everything. And we had to be top gun. And they got paid much more money than we did.
There are government documents and RAND Corporation statements from the late 60s where they admit that the government wants a huge, poor underclass. It's called economic conscription to basically force people into having to join the military. And now they're trying to make sure that most of the new scholarships are, quote, in anti-terror jobs to literally create a new police state economy.
Wow. I did not know that.
Good to hear from you, sir. God bless. Let's talk to David. David, where are you calling us from?
Howdy, y'all. Alex, two quick things. There's a great bumper sticker out there. It's got a picture of Osama bin Laden on it, and on the side it says, "I'm still free, are you?"
I know, I've seen that. Where are you calling us from?
Whitefish, Montana, up by Canada.
Welcome.
And the Raza dudes and the Aztecs, they're going to have to learn to ski to get us. And I'll tell you that. And they don't like snow too much, so they ain't going to get everybody. But this W-2, the World Trade Center demolition plan had to be thought all the way through. I'm a janitor. I clean up the mess. This plan had to be conceived with the process of making the least mess, clean it up quick like a Band-Aid, rip it off fast and get rid of it. So if you want to find out the conspiracy, find out who made the most money cleaning up the mess, find out who had control of cleaning up the mess, and it's self-explanatory.
Well, Controlled Demolition Incorporated, that blew up the remnants of the Alfred P. Murrah building in Oklahoma City and covered that up, ran the cleanup there in the hallway for WTC-7 and the other towers.
You'll find out all your corruption through the cleaning up of the mess, because that's part of the whole deal, you know.
I agree with you.
And just be free. Take this world head on. That's all we got. We make it what it is. So do it. We're Americans, and we got to bring that American spirit with us.
I agree with you. So much of the fight is just showing up and standing up, knowing who the enemy is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Early 2002, we got IMF and World Bank documents. Joseph Stiglitz, their chief economist of the World Bank, went public and said, I can't be part of this. It's very immoral. We try to go into countries and bankrupt them and attempt to then jack up the prices after we've taken the country into repossession, after we foreclosed. We then overnight jack up oil prices, energy prices, water prices, power prices. We like to triple the prices for a few weeks or months, and we found, there's even handbooks on this, they were, again, leaked. He said, we found that people will then accept higher prices if we first, say, jack fuel up from $1 to $3.50, then when it drops back down to $2.75, people think that they're getting a great deal, people think that they're getting a good deal. And, of course, I took excerpts of the interview I did with Greg Palast of the BBC Newsnight, when he broke that story on my radio show, and we put that transcript at the end of my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, if any of you are interested. Or you can just type into Google, World Bank Documents Consume Argentina, and it'll come up as the top story off of Greg Palast's website, gregpalast.com, or it'll come up from infowars.com if you'd like to read it. Why am I mentioning that coming into this segment? Because we had rolling blackouts in Texas yesterday. Twice the power went off at my office. I have battery backup on my studio equipment, but it lasted for a while, but would have failed if we hadn't ended the show. And then, of course, we had the power go off in the office and kept the computers on for 10 minutes so we could back them up and then make sure we didn't lose anything. I was working on a film as well. But the point is that you watch. They're going to start running the Enron-style scams all over the Southwest, all over the South, all over the Midwest. We have plenty of power generating capacity. I've looked at the statistics, the numbers. Texas supplies many nearby states. Texas has an overabundance of coal and oil. Many of the power generating stations, power plants are right here in Texas. And in the last decade, they've gone in and bought up city-owned utilities. They've closed the Austin power plant, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio power plants, because the big monopolies don't want that. And they'll start cutting the power off a little bit to create the perception that there isn't enough energy to then jack up prices. And we have their own handbook on how they do it. In fact, it came out later that Enron had given federal congressmen and women and state legislators in California and Nevada tours of their California Energy Trading Office. Their main office, of course, was in Houston. And Secretary of the Army, he later became Secretary of the Army, was the guy giving him the tour, Secretary White. And they were fake big board trading, you know, big plasma screens with fake trading numbers. It was all fake. They just made the numbers up each day. That's how criminal all of this is. But then when Enron finally got in trouble, it was for stealing the pension funds and people getting so angry. A few people go to jail. Hundreds of billions are made. In the year before Enron imploded, we were warning you about Enron while CNN and Fox were telling you it was a great investment because we saw them divesting and putting it into other dummy corporations in the Cayman Islands and in Spain and in Switzerland. And so when the thing finally imploded, the trillions of dollars, it was trillions over the last few years they'd stolen, it was just all gone. It was a Ponzi scheme, a front. And in California, to be able to jack up prices, in some cases they were making $9 billion profits a month. Record profits. They would have rolling blackouts and simply turn the power off, again, to create the perception. Because if something all of a sudden becomes scarce, it's called artificial scarcity, then you will accept higher prices. And I know I'm going to have to sit here and watch it happen in Texas and watch meet the new crooks, same as the old crooks, same people, run the same scam, and none of them will get in trouble. If there's some huge expose that comes out, maybe an accountant or somebody will go to jail. Or they'll be found with, you know, with their wrists slit in their car. And it'll be called a suicide. Won't matter if a neighbor witnesses them being drug out of their house, still the police will just say it's a suicide. So I've said it about the rolling blackouts now that we'll get to enjoy all summer long, they're saying, and they're talking about doubling or even tripling prices. We've got lignite mines everywhere. We mine a lot of the coal for the country here in Texas. They ship it everywhere. We've got oil coming out our ears, natural gas. We're bathing in energy down here, energy sources. Doesn't matter. Means nothing. All that matters is the almighty fraud. Speaking of energy, oil hit $72 on Iran fears, Reuters. Oil surged to a record high above 72 and is tracking to go even higher by the end of the day. On concern that Iran's nuclear standoff with the West could cut oil exports from the world's fourth largest crude exporter. And see, people keep thinking, hey, the neocons haven't gotten any oil out of Iraq, or oil production's dropped by, what, 60-something percent. See, it wasn't about oil. Artificial scarcity in 1990, over and over before they invaded. They said, Saddam, you're overproducing. And he said, I've got to pay my debts off. And they said, OPEC's angry. You're driving down prices. Remember back in 1990, it went down to 95 cents a gallon? It'd been $1.50 a gallon? They weren't about to put up with that. In London, North Sea Brent crude oil jumped 74 cents to an all-time high of $72.20 a barrel as Iran and the West exchanged increasingly sharp words over the Islamic Republic's determination to push ahead with a nuclear program. U.S. West Texas International Intermediate crude oil hit record $70.88, smashing through its end-August high of 70.85. The Iranian situation is making us all very nervous. We don't seem to be getting anywhere on diplomatic solutions, said Deborah White, an analyst at SGCIB in Paris. Well, almost a quarter of Nigerian oil production still shut after rebel attacks being financed by the globalists. 2 months ago, oil consumers fell almost as vulnerable as they did during the Arab oil embargo of the 1970s. Oil prices soared from $20 at the start of 2002 per barrel and are now nearing the inflation-adjusting peaks of over $80 hit in 1980, the year after the Iranian Revolution. Over half, that's not accurate, near half of the discovered extractable oil reserves of Iran are in a small swath up against the border with Iraq, and that is the area that our government, our corrupt government, says they will seize as a, quote, security buffer zone to stop Iranian IED attacks into Basra and other areas. And with that oil shut off and bombed, and they're now saying they're not just going to hit 16 nuclear sites, they're going to hit over 214 sites of interest that industrially can support ongoing atomic programs. That oil will be massively cut back, if not completely shut down. And oil prices, as Henry Kissinger said at Bilderberg last year, will go to over $120 per barrel. And by the time there are problems with the refineries, different analyst organizations are projecting you can pay anywhere from, on the low side, $4 plus dollars to the high side, $8 plus dollars per gallon of 87 octane. The oil companies that made over $115 billion in profit, and they cooked their books, by the way, it's a lot more than that for tax reasons, $36 billion of that profit for ExxonMobil Corp alone. You heard about their outgoing chairman getting a $400 million golden parachute on top of his considerable stock holdings in ExxonMobil. And the neocons get on the radio and go, the liberals don't like free market. It isn't free market when they collude to artificially inflate the prices. Prudhoe Bay and Gull Island alone have discovered, admitted, extractable resources with pipelines hooked into capped wells right now where the oil comes out so explosively, mixed with natural gas, that there would be geysers 500 feet in the air. We've interviewed these petroleum men who worked on it, the engineers, the pastors who were there, just everybody. The head of Atlantic Richfield, their CEO, later went public about it. It literally geysers bigger than anything we've ever seen. It is under such pressure. It blasts out premium crude, many of it, much of the reserves rated as light crude, approaching sweet. For those that don't know, sweet oil hardly has to even be processed or refined. Basically, it's gasoline shooting out of the ground. And do you know where over 80% of that oil that they allow out goes? BP gets the majority of it, and it's shipped to China, it's shipped to India, it's shipped to Japan, who are deindustrializing us. And the American people will never learn this. They will never know this. They will pay $8 a gallon. I don't think it'll hit that, probably $4.50 or so. If they go to war with Iran, it could go even higher. Heaven help us. And then there's all the inflationary problems associated with that. But it won't matter. We'll be talking about the Lacey Peterson case. We'll be talking about the Aruba case. We'll be talking about the Duke alleged rapes. Oh, we won't be talking about the giant FEMA camps being built everywhere. We won't be talking about the La Reconquistas. Nothing serious will be discussed on all the national radio shows, unless George Norrie, who gets into some of it, God bless him. He's the only exception with the big, giant marquee shows, biggest overnight show in the country, 16 million listeners an hour. No one else will discuss it. No one else will talk about it. It won't be in your newspaper. And you'll be raped, just like I will. I mean, I don't drive a Tahoe anymore because I totaled it when I went through a tornado about a year and a half ago. But, I mean, I've even got a little six-cylinder car, and the thing is $50 to fill up. My wife's car is a four-cylinder. And to fill it up, what is it? I filled it up the other day for her. It was like $36. And she's got a 12-gallon tank. This and folks, I've got a little more money than most people. I'm middle class. And in between all the new taxes and all the new fees and all the stuff I pay, it's hard to put a little bit of money aside if my children choose to go to college someday for their college funds. It's hard to have a little savings for my business in case we ever need it. I have a litigation fund in case I need to sue somebody or I am sued. And that money in those little accounts has been devalued by 44%. I saw new numbers on what's happened with the dollar. I believe it's even worse now. I don't have them in front of me. I'm not trying to be negative. I mean, these are the real numbers. This is the reality. This is the fact of the raping of this country. Gold at over 200, excuse me, gold at over $614 an ounce right now. That is bullion. That is melt. That is bars. Did you take my advice? Did you buy gold when it was 200, 250, 300, 350? By the way, I don't even have time to buy gold for myself. I'm trying to divest some cash and buy gold. I'm so busy, I don't even have time to call and get it. Yes, I'm going to buy gold at $614 an ounce. And it's more than that after you add in, you know, the fees and shipping and everything. I buy bullion. Or I buy semi-numismatic at bullion. And if gold hits 1,000, I'm not going to dump my gold. Because what, am I going to dump it for dollars? The little bit of gold I've got? But thank God I took good advice. Thank God I knew my economics. Thank God I didn't listen to Lou Dobbs' Money Report and Michael Cavuto and all their baloney years ago when they said, don't buy gold, it's stupid, it's dumb, don't. I saw Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Queen Elizabeth buying it, and I took a little bit of money and I bought some. Again, the advice they give you is a pack of lies. Look at this report out of Iran, AFP. French news agency, or agency French press. Iran ready for showdown with U.S. former president. Iran ready for showdown with U.S. former president says, Iran is ready to face a military showdown with the United States over its nuclear program. Influential former president Akbar Rafsanjani said Tuesday, warning of the grave consequences of any attack. Rafsanjani also issued a stern warning to Israel, insisting the Jewish state would not dare to attack Iran, which has longer arms. We are not seeking a confrontation, but if it is imposed on us, we are prepared for it, he told a press conference at the end of the three-day visit to Kuwait. The consequences of such an attack on Iran will be very grave, and they, the Americans, will not benefit from it. Rafsanjani, who earlier held talks with the emir Sheikh Sabah al-Habad al-Sababa, said Kuwait and other Gulf Arab states had told him they would not back a U.S. attack on Iran. Rafsanjani, who lost out in elections, he was the moderate last year, to hardline president, remains powerful as the head of the Expediency Council, Iran's top political arbitrary body. And it goes on. Oh, man. You see, people think the drug war is a failure. No, it's a success. More drugs, more people in prison. Government ships most of it in. Allied corporations. They think the war on illiteracy is a failure. No, they've dumbed kids down more than ever. Of course they're going to increase education funding. They think Iraq's a failure. Their own Pentagon documents say they want it in civil war, broken in three or four parts. It's a success. People think, my gosh, America's already losing one war. How are we going to go into Iran? That's how they win. The globalists make the money off the weapons contracts. They make the money off the jacked up oil prices that cause from it. They get more control domestically. Iran will carry out attacks. The globalists may not even have to carry out their own attacks because Iran's playing checkers and the New World Order plays chess. Doesn't matter if chess was invented in Iran. They don't know how to play it. And they're walking right into a trap as usual. I just don't understand how the Western mind that's been hijacked is just always beats everyone. These Easterners just cannot get it. And I'm here with the Western view warning them. I'm not even that smart, folks, but I mean, you can just see the plan. You can see what the globalists do right out in front of everyone. And they just can't deal with the New World Order. They just can't deal with the sophistication. And we're here in America, a bunch of dumbbells, too, just can't figure it out, can't get the geopolitical strategy, can't see what's happening with this global crisis. So they're going to take your pension funds, they're going to devalue your dollar, they're going to inflate the currency even more, but it won't matter. You can at least hate the Iranians. Come back, take some more calls, get into some more news. Got a guest coming up as well. The websites are InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net. Stay with us. We'll be right back as we crash through the lies and disinformation. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flows through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm your host, fighting the criminal elite. I'm going to go to Sean and Pastor Lewis and Paula and others here in a moment. Got a guest coming up, a lot of other news as well. Before I do that, though, do not wait, do not procrastinate. We've got a bunch of deals on documentary films that I've made and films we carry, like the Red, White, and Blue special, for instance. What do you say, 20-something bucks when you get that? We've got deals where you can get my films as low as $5.95 a piece. There are so many specials. There's like, 16 different specials on InfoWars.com where you get videos with books or multiple videos. You just get insane discounts, and every order gets free Citizen Rulebook in it. Big orders get a whole bunch of two or three Citizen Rulebooks in them. Just such a great deal, and it makes everything we do here possible. Be sure and go to InfoWars.com and peruse the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day for a monthly membership, $5.95, the cost of, three cups of coffee. You can download all 14 of my films, burn them on disc, great activist tool, my weekly TV show, a bunch of other documentaries we've been authorized to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get the films or books that can answer your questions, pro-gun T-shirts that neocons would call liberal. Pro-gun is now liberal. Pro-border is now liberal. Very liberal stuff at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Sean in Oklahoma. Sean, thanks for holding.
Well, Alex, it's Shane, but I wanted to...
Sean, Shane, whatever.
Yeah, well, I just passed through your lovely little town, and I hate to say it, but I really wasn't very impressed, but I sure missed your... I tried to get your radio program, but I kept losing it on this weekend because I went down there to the Minuteman deal in South Texas.
Okay, I'm really confused right now. Something about a pastor, not impressed, Minutemen?
I didn't say anything about a pastor. I said I went down to through your town, and I wasn't very impressed with your town of Austin. And I went to the Minuteman deal, and it was very successful. And I was looking forward to hearing you as I was passing through Austin, but all I was getting could find was that Radio America or whatever that is. And what I was wanting to ask you is that have you seen any new information on how well the Minuteman Project has been doing? Have you had any stats on that?
We've got Al Garza in studio Friday.
Okay.
One of the leaders of the Texas Minuteman Project, and we've been covering it for years, and it's going very well.
It was great down there. I mean, I was very impressed with what we were doing, and the people were great that we were... that I got to meet, and I just really wanted to hear you when I went through town, but I got some crazy lady on Air America, whatever that was.
I understand that, sir. You've told us that a few times. You can listen to us on 100.1 here in Austin or 96.3, but a side issue, did you have any comments about the Minutemen?
Yeah, it was great. I was hoping that I'd hear more about them on your program because I know a lot of people listen to you.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, sir. Some of these calls come in, and I don't try to argue with them or get mad at them, but they just repeat the same thing over and over again. And I guess I get from your call, I'm not doing enough for the Minutemen, or I'm not doing enough with it. Al Garza's in studio Friday. I've been talking about the immigration issue for 12 years, and we support the Minutemen, and I've gone out and protested during Cinco de Mayo because it was turned basically into a big, this is Mexico, we're taking over America rally, and I'm just not going to put up with it. So I'm sorry if I'm not doing enough. I'll try. I'll work even harder.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.